ESPN Radio AM 1430. Champs Wednesday going on. George Hunsicker, Quentin Penhaler on the other side of the glass. And as we do every Wednesday, TechSideline.com reporter Chris Coleman stopping in. Chris, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. How we doing?
Not too bad. You got some wings over there left over for you.
Some excellent Champs wings.
They look pretty tasty.
Very good.
I had a chicken sandwich with marsala. Oh, it was good.
Those are excellent.
So, all right, let's not waste too much time on the food, although we love it here from Champs. Can't waste too much time. We got a lot to talk about, man. Start back with selection Sunday. Did you think there was a chance after the close game on Saturday?
I thought there was a chance. I thought maybe there was a 50-50 chance, and then Georgia knocked off Arkansas, which eliminated one of the at-large bids, and I figured that chance went down. And, you know, a couple of people text messaged me in the minutes leading up to Selection Sunday and asked me if I thought Virginia Tech was in or out, and I said out. There really wasn't that much of a question in my mind. I would have been a little bit surprised if the Hokies got in. Tech was playing. Virginia Tech is an NCAA tournament caliber basketball team right now. Don't get me wrong. I think they could make a Sweet 16 run if they'd been put in that tournament the way they're playing now. But that committee looks at the overall body of work, and when it comes down to it, Virginia Tech only, even though they were playing great at the end of the season, they only had one win over a top 50 team. You look at some of the other teams that were left out. I mean, you look at Dayton was left out. They had four wins over top 50 teams and an RPI higher than Virginia Tech's. You know, they beat Pittsburgh, who won the Big East. They beat Louisville, who finished high in the Big East. You look at Arizona State. They had a low RPI, but they had four or five top 50 wins at least. They beat Arizona twice, who is in the Big Dance. I think there were a few teams out there that the committee would have taken before Virginia Tech.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in on ESPN Radio. You want to give a question, give a call, talk to Chris. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430. New River Valley, 540-961-1430. I have a question for you. Seth Greenberg, we heard his quote all weekend long about being certifiably insane. What did you think of that? Were you happy that he came out and defended his team that way?
I think it's fine, man. I think it's very endearing from a player's perspective for your coach to come out and back you up like that. You know, if I was a player, it would mean a lot to me. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I think when a coach goes into a post-game press conference like that, and, you know, and Seth isn't, you know, Seth is going to say what he feels, you know, for the most part. And I don't have a problem with what he said at all. You know, I wouldn't say you're certifiably insane if you leave Virginia Tech out of the tournament, but is Virginia Tech one of the best 65 teams in college basketball right now? You know, it's pretty clearly obvious. Yes, they are. But, you know, when it comes down to it, there were a lot of choices for the selection committee to make, and every one of those teams had an argument. The team nobody talks about is Dayton, and I think Dayton had an excellent argument. 4-4 against the top 50. If Arizona can get in there with a pretty good RPI playing a tough schedule, and they get credit for, you know, the Jared Bayless was injured for part of the year, they would have had a better record if he had been healthy. Then why didn't Dayton get credit for when their star freshman was out for most of the year? They went into a slump in the middle of the year when he got hurt after they started out great. Got him back, won four of their last five games. Why are they not giving credit for that injury, you know? So I think Dayton has a big argument, but they're a team that's not getting mentioned at all.
All right, let's look at tonight now. Playing, you know, you got the Bears in Morgan State, while Virginia Tech, the number one seed, got to be feeling good. This isn't a team, and reading something about that, you should look over, though, it seems like at all.
They're a good basketball team. They probably should be in the NCAA tournament, but their leading scorer and conference player of the year, Jamar Smith, injured in the conference championship game against Coppin State. Coppin State goes on to win that basketball game. I think he's very questionable for tonight. If he does not play, then it's a definite Virginia Tech victory, because Morgan State's a team with, you know, they've got a balanced scoring lineup, but they don't score a lot of points, only 67 points per game. You know, especially without Smith, I don't see him hang with Virginia Tech's athleticism.
One of the things people have talked about, one of the worries I mentioned in the first segment, a sluggish start due to being left out of the tournament. You think that's a possibility?
It's a very strong possibility. I think, you know, for teams like Virginia Tech that thought they should have been in the tournament, it's always this first game of the NIT when they get in danger of being tripped up. You look last night, Syracuse got in trouble against Robert Morris. They were able to pull the game out, but it's obvious to me that Syracuse did not play their best basketball last night, probably because, you know, they were either still hung over from the tough loss to Villanova in the Big East tournament, or the fact that they thought they got left out. I don't think they have much of an argument because they got bombed in their play-in game, basically, against Villanova. But, you know, I think that affected him last night. They ended up winning the basketball game, and I think they'll play better from here on out once they get over it.
Chris, your thoughts on the NIT in general? I think this could be a great experience for the young kids. I know people are disappointed they wanted the NCAA berth, but I think being a number one seed and going throughout this tournament, even maybe making the Final Four, this could still be an experience that could be a real big benefit to me.
Oh, it could be great for them, especially if they make the semifinals or in the finals and get to Madison Square Garden. That means you're practicing and playing basketball in early April. You know, when you have such a young team like Virginia Tech, you just give them more of a chance to mesh, more of a chance playing together. And that's just good for the future of program. Obviously, you look at West Virginia and Clemson last year. West Virginia won the NIT, turned it into an NCAA tournament run this year. Clemson, runner-ups in the NIT, turned it into a third-place ACC finish this year. So, you know, it's nothing but positives, I think. Anytime you're playing in the postseason in college basketball, unless you underachieved and were expected to go to the NCAA tournament but went back to the NIT or the CBI, then it's a positive experience.
All right, keys to the game, Chris. What do you look at? What do you see Virginia Tech needing to do tonight?
I think they've just got to show up and play with energy because they're obviously the more talented basketball team. I think, you know, playing defense, defensive rebounding is a key because when you pull it down, try to get out in transition because you're more athletic than them. Morgan State's going to want to slow the ball game down, play it in the 50s or low 60s. That's Morgan State's only chance. If this game is up in the 70s, then Virginia Tech's got it.
All right, Virginia Tech wins. They either see the University of Alabama, Birmingham, or VCU. A little bit of chatter about possibly having VCU in Blacksburg coming up. Are there one of those teams a better fit to play the Hokies?
I'd like to see Virginia Commonwealth personally. I think that'd be a great regional rivalry game. I don't think it's a coincidence that the NIT selection committee set that up. I think it'd be a great regional game. Virginia Tech. I'm hoping the game is either Saturday night or Friday night because I have a wedding to go to Saturday afternoon, and that would just be perfect if the Virginia Tech versus VCU was played during the middle of that. But yeah, I'm hoping for VCU personally.
All right, it's never too early to talk football. Big announcement today. Brandon Orr no longer part of the Virginia Tech football team. Head coach Frank Beamer says this basically isn't just working out. Something you saw coming, something in the works for a while.
It's not surprising. You know, He's been in and out of Billy Height's doghouse since his redshirt freshman season. You know, he would have got more playing time as a freshman if he had taken things seriously over the summer. You know, he would have had a better season last year if he had taken things seriously over the summer. You know, he was 45 minutes late for an Orange Bowl practice. So it's not surprising at all. You know, whatever he did this time, you know, it was pretty much the last straw. I don't think the coaches are surprised. I doubt his teammates are surprised, and I'm certainly not surprised.
All right, the tailback position officially open now. People probably going to be competing. Who do you see having the early run right now? Who's got the inside edge?
I like Jahre Cheeseman and Josh Oglesby. I think Cheeseman is a guy, if he can pick up his pass blocking, he's got a chance to be very good. Josh Oglesby is a redshirt freshman, redshirted this past year, did a very good job. Kenny Lewis Jr., who's been number two in the past, I don't see him as an every down back. I think he's going to drop down the depth chart this spring. Darren Evans, I think, another talented redshirt freshman, but he played in the wing T in high school, and I think it's going to be a challenge for him running out of the deep I formation as opposed to a full back up close to the line of scrimmage like he did in high school. Pass protection could also be an issue for him because all they did is run the ball in high school. I think I'm looking for Jahre Cheeseman, and I'm looking for Josh Oglesby to step up.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in ESPN Radio AM 1430. Is this a big loss in your mind, Brandon Orr no longer on the team? Is this a big loss, or is this something that can be filled?
It can be filled, I think. You know, it could potentially cost the Hokies a game or something like that, but I have enough confidence in those other guys. I've seen Jahre Cheeseman run the ball, and he's a talented runner. You know, if he can just get the little things down. I think Josh Oglesby is a talented runner. He probably could have played last season from a physical standpoint. Same with Darren Evans. You know, it's just you've got to get in and learn the playbook and learn how to pass block, et cetera. But, you know, I think Virginia Tech's going to be fine at tailback this year. I really do.
Yeah, so you don't see any problems. In fact, it may be good to have that distraction gone from the team.
I agree 100% there. I feel like I don't have anything to do with the team, but I feel like there's a big weight lifted off my shoulders because, you know, I came out with my tailback preview article yesterday. And I addressed if Brandon Orr, you know, if Brandon Orr has it together, then everybody else is fighting for second. If he doesn't, then there's going to be a battle for the starting job. And, you know, I wish the news had broken a day earlier, you know, so I could have just totally taken him out of that article and just started from scratch, you know.
All right, man, we got to have some fun with you while we got you on the show for a couple more minutes. Your brackets, I'm sure they're filled out. Who you got in the Final Four?
Who do I have in the Final Four? I believe I have Texas in the Final Four. they're my only number two seed in the Final Four, and then my other teams are the three number ones.
Wow, you and I have the exact same brackets for the Final Four.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
No, not good at all. Well, it's either going to be very good or very bad. You know, as far as Memphis goes, the other number four that I don't have in, I just, you know, I've seen Memphis. I know they beat Georgetown earlier in the year, but I think my personal opinion is Georgetown is overrated. They're a good basketball team. They're not a great basketball team. I just saw Memphis against Tennessee, you know, a few weeks back, and Memphis plays in a terrible conference. They don't face any competition. They ran up against Tennessee, and they just couldn't score. You know, I think the same thing will happen to them when they run into the NCAA tournament. They're going to make the Elite Eight, but not the Final Four. I like Texas in there, but in the end, I think it's a North Carolina-UCLA final.
Yeah, you and I actually have the same final game then, and I have North Carolina as my champion.
I do too, man. that was nothing to talk about, yeah. Man.
I got another question for you. Quentin Pinhala, we're trying to find a wager between our two brackets. Any ideas for us?
Oh, man.
I'm putting you on the hot seat, I know. But
any ideas for a wager?
Yeah, a wager between me and Quentin Pinhala.
I don't know, man. I think maybe some champs food might have something to do with it.
Some champs food?
Yeah. Well, what else? What are your ideas?
I don't
ideas?
Know. We were thinking about, Quentin thought about singing on air.
Oh, singing on air. Something to do with the radio.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea, personally.
All right, what song would you pick for Quentin to sing?
I don't know. I'm going to need some time to think about this. Get me back on the show next week, and I'll give you an answer.
Well, you have to be back on the show next week.
I'll be there.
We expect you. So you can have a song for us next week?
I'll have a song for you next week.
All right, because Quentin Pinhala has a pretty different bracket than yours.
Okay, okay.
Don't pick something where I have to go too high now. Huh?
Okay. All right, I'll keep that in mind. We'll see.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Chris, thanks as always for stopping in. We'll see you tonight, all right, man?
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Coleman, always a pleasure. Quentin Pinhala over there turning bright red, just like his T-shirt color. Bright red, bright orange with the Virginia Tech Hokies. A lot to talk about still. We mentioned Brandon Orr. We mentioned the game tonight. Now we got to go through the brackets. March Madness brackets. Quentin Pinhala and I go through our brackets. We'll get you guys involved, and we'll come up with a wager. That's all coming up next right here on ESPN Radio AM 1430. I want to thank you all for sticking around. And remember, guys, tonight, game, 7 o'clock. Make sure you get over there and root the Hokies on. They are the number one seed in the NIT. I know you want them in the NCAA tournament, but hey, go support the Hokies, a young team, a lot to look forward to in the future. We'll be right back.